Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. Hi there, Nordlux. How are you doing?
Hello and greetings from Bulgaria, brother. I'm fine, and well, as fine as you can be in the present world and in the world
Jew in
that
the midst of a Jewish panic.
In Jewish panic is the correct description, I suppose.
Yeah, so because here in South Africa, man, they've also started with all their corona shit. And in fact, at the time that we're doing this, in about 3.5 hours' time, South Africa goes into total lockdown.
Oh
We
my God!
We won't even be able to go out of our gates, depending where you live. You'll be locked in your house or whatever, and you're only allowed to go out to buy food or get medicine. And it's got to be essential stuff. Otherwise, no work, everything else is to be stopped. They say the army is going to be out. This I got to see. So, yeah, so that's what we're looking forward to. So, how's it there by you?
More or less the same situation. In Bulgaria, they implemented this measure something like 2 weeks ago. Actually,
for how long?
Actually, today they must at the first. Well, you know the media and you know the communists, and in Bulgaria they're exactly communists. In our previous show, I explained that basically 100% of the ruling class in Bulgaria are directly communists or descendants of communists. So these bastards are the lapdogs of the Jewish globalists, which obviously want to implement totalitarian communist control all over the world. And this is very very smart, by the way. This move is very smart. I heard conspiracy theories before that. I kept it in mind, but of course we never know when exactly and how exactly they will implement these things. But obviously this is part of their agenda, and I expect, I have two ideas in mind. First idea, that they will continue to exploit this crisis, this totally fake pandemic, and because obviously nowhere in the world until this moment there is not a movement against this thing, no protest. Of course, you cannot have a protest because you cannot gather people. You cannot gather people because it's for your health, supposedly, for protection of your wife. And this is very, very clever move. And nobody is protesting. Some people are posting things on Facebook, but I'm totally blocked for 60 days from Facebook.
Oh, wow. You really outdid yourself there, huh?
Yeah, for posting old Aryan solar symbols, let's say.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and this is quite funny because actually they are not national socialist swastikas, but old Bulgarian swastikas. But the bots of Facebook went crazy. Anyway, so situation in Bulgaria. The cities are locked down. You cannot move through the cities, with the exception of people that are traveling for their working place, but you need a special permission from your employer. If you're self-employed, of course you can write out your permission. Some people said, the next measure that they want, they will implement, at least they say so, is that you will need declaration even when you're going out to buy food. and throw trash and something like that.
Wow. Yeah, because I was wondering how does it work when you go to buy food, etc.? Do you have to, can you just go anytime or?
No, not exactly. So basically, the things are like that. For example, my mother moved to my apartment now because the people that are 6 years old could go from 8:30 in the morning or 7:30 in the morning. I'm not sure. To 10:30 in the morning to the groceries. And the people that are younger than 60, which is my case, could go after 10:30 in the morning.
Wow.
The idea of that is these two groups, basically the elderly people that could have problems and in danger from this basically fool, and they could go in the groceries without being under danger of contamination, I suppose. And then they thought that the masses of people that are still working, which is, as I said before, is quite it depends. You must work for the government or for some infrastructural company or something like that, because most of the small businesses are totally shut down. And like in my case, you know that I work with tourists. Tourism basically died, even if this Jewish bullshit stopped today. Basically, my whole year will be ruined because I received a lot of canceling of reservation for long-term reservation. And there are still some people that are not canceling my long-term tourists, my clients that I've worked with since 2014. But the chances are.
Georgi, I lost you there for about a minute. The last I heard was working for the government or a small business. So my connection seems to be
There is some shenanigans with the internet, by the way. Even I'm not sure in Bulgaria or in, but I've noticed that there are some problems. I said that basically most of the small businesses are totally well shut down. Like in my case, I work with tourists, and the tourism is the type of business that are totally dead now, obviously. And
Yes.
even if this Jewish scare stopped today, my whole year will be ruined, or pretty much ruined. I still have some reservation from my old clients, but I'm not sure how this will work and for how long this will continue, because from my perspective, there is no scientific excuse for continuing this bullshit after, for example, the mid of April. At least in Bulgaria, and I suppose in a lot of bigger part of Europe, April is quite a calm month, and all flu-like viruses and so they die from higher temperatures and from ultraviolet rays, so from the sun. And
Okay.
that's why you don't. I studied biology back in the day, so I'm not a specialist, but the cover of the virus basically are lipids. So lipids are fat acids. These fat acids are not stable under very low temperatures and very high temperatures. Right. So, and also they're not stable under other chemical, that's why they're using these chemical disinfectants and whatever to destroy them. But during the summer, that's why you don't have flu epidemic during the summer, right? You have other type of diseases. during the summer, the temperatures and the rays of the sun basically destroy the viruses.
Oh wow! Okay.
That's why you don't have a flu disease technically on the far north of, for example, Sweden, and to the far south of the South Pole, because it's too cold. So this is that you need, if you look where the flu disease is spreading, you need mild climates like in China, like in Japan, like in Europe. That's why most likely a lot of the cases in Africa, because of the climate. So, I mean, the fewer cases in Africa because of the climate. Of course, because of the lack of proper medical care, maybe they're not detecting the cases. But there is something interesting that I found online. Japan was one of the first countries that got the virus from China. Maybe even in the first wave of the disease, they had something like 1,000 cases until now, and something like 40, 50 people died supposedly from the virus. Interestingly enough, they bought something like 40,000 tests. Now, Japan is what, 110, 120 million people? I must check.
Yes.
Something like that. Bulgaria, on the other hand, which is around 7 million, but in reality it's around 6 million, bought 1 million tests.
Whoa.
Now we have a little problem with the tests, and this is the people are not asking the correct question. The correct question is, what proves that you are contaminated? Is it contaminated, the correct word?
Yeah.
Contaminated with this
so-called
deadly virus, this very dangerous coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever. And what proves that? It is proven, especially when you don't have symptoms, by tests. Now, who created the tests? It looks like, yesterday I had a conversation with a friend from Germany. It said it's German professor, one German professor, and he is quite high in the World Health Organization, which is total globalist, basically tool for manipulation of the masses created by the Jews and United Nations, and a lot of very fringe foundations are backing them. For example, Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates, which are very interesting people. You must agree on that. And also Bezos. Bezos is investing money in the World Health Organization, which is also interesting.
Bezos. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And all these Jews, crypto Jews, and Shabbat Goyim, they obviously are pushing this global vaccination, implementation of different tracking device in the human body, in different chips maybe, or tracking your phone number. From yesterday, the Bulgarian police, without any kind of limitation, could track your mobile phone or internet connection, because the excuse is that some people that were under quarantine, and let me be clear, on 6 million we have until that moment 264 cases of supposed people that are detected with coronavirus. From these
not
people,
much, eh?
Not Seriously. Much, not Seriously. Much. Three dead cases, which one of the dead cases is quite fishy. Of course, the two are basically elderly couples, something like 66, 75 plus. the first lady that died obviously had a heart attack or something like that. So basically, it's the usual story. The people, the elderly people are dying from flu.
Yes.
Also, I have quite, but I don't know how many. Do you have enough time? I will share you links with you because I believe that you'll be interested in the links. And I don't like conspiratart type of information. That's why the links are from supposedly legitimate sources. Now, the first thing that you must take in mind, the big noise in...
I just wanted to add one thing in. You mentioned that the original test was done by a German professor.
Yeah.
And I saw that another German expert said that the test had been done very quickly and the test had itself not been checked and put through the paces.
I have numbers, no proof that
test works.
I have numbers from a Chinese scientific magazine that is translated to English, and the numbers are absolutely mind-blowing, but I cannot fact-check. So I will read the article. I've sent you the links in the Skype, so you can...
I'm busy trying to open it up.
So you can check the links and use it for publication or something like that. So basically, it's article. The magazine is called unboundmedicine.com. It is called Potential False Positive Rate among the asymptomatic infected individuals in close contacts of COVID-19 patients. It is published in 2020, the 5th of March, by scientists under some Chinese name that I cannot pronounce, but let's say Liu Xingbing or something like that. Okay, so the results, they
which one is it? Okay, I think I see it now.
The first link.
You put quite a few links in here.
The first link. The next two links are from official European information site about the flu epidemic in Germany and in Italy. In Italy, I have also research of investigating the impact of influenza in the last... for 4 years, so from 2013 to 2004, basically mind-blowing numbers. It's a let's continue with the supposed COVID-19 tests. So the results: when the infection rate of the close contacts, the sensitivity and specificity of the reported results were taken as the point of estimates, the positive predictive value of active screening was only 19.67%. In contrast, the false positive rate of positive results was 80.33%. Basically, when was I? Basically, I was reading the article about the false positive results of the tests. So, are you recording?
Yes, I'm recording. I'm already recording.
I'm sorry. So basically, the results suggest that the false positive, if you don't have symptoms, the false positive results are over 80%, 80.33%. So basically, a lot of the tested that supposedly don't have any kind of symptoms and supposedly are tested... don't have 80% of them. 80% of them don't have any kind of virus. Also, my suspicion is the other thing that we know from experts such doctor, our friend from Denmark uploaded this video, Dr. Yes. Wolfgang Wodart. Yes, Wodart.
The German.
Yeah, the German. He was a head...
I've got that.
He was a head of the European Commission of Health Protection, something like that, in the early 2000s. Now, he had some interesting things, political agenda too, but anyway, he had very interesting things about the previous panics, like the swine flu and the bird flu or whatever, and he was against these, the basic speculation of the big pharma companies. But he said something about the corona hysteria that is very interesting. He basically said that between 5 to 15% of the flu-like diseases, basically by the flu, that is caused every year, are caused by coronaviruses. Now, this specific, my suspicion is that that this specific, this test is not specifically for the COVID-19. It tests just, and it tests, as you can see, it's very inaccurate, and it tests basically for the RNA, so basically for the RNA molecule of the coronaviruses in your body. So you can be infected with any kind of coronavirus, and there is an 80% chance of this test to be inaccurate, but still, if it's accurate, there is a big chance that actually you're just infected with some kind of coronavirus that has spread all over the place, and they are known for the science since the 60s. So they're not new. And my suspicion is that they planned this for years to present this supposed pandemic and to present basically to use the yearly flu epidemic like some kind of apocalyptic disease. And next thing that I had in mind, 80% of the people without any symptoms, according to this magazine, now I don't claim, I'm not a specialist, I'm not epidemiologist or something, according to these magazines, 80% of the people without symptoms tested with COVID-19 are not actually infected with COVID-19. Now, so the speculation for my part, and I don't know, there is no explanation how the test is working, that the test is not specific for COVID-19. The test basically detects the presence of RNA molecule from coronaviruses that have many coronaviruses, and according to the German doctor Wolfgang Wotert, there in every flu epidemic there are between 5 and 50% caused by coronaviruses. So basically we have flu, 100 cases of them every year since whatever, we don't know. The coronavirus discovered in the 60s. We know that. This is scientific proven. So every year from 100 cases, from 5 to 15 cases are from coronaviruses. So my suggestion is this totally inaccurate test that sold all over the world, and maybe the World Health Organization is behind this shit. They insist to have this test, and it's totally not accurate, and this is the base of the scare. Now,
I'm with you.
Okay, now, because I had this suspicion, I decided to check the data for Italy. What was the situation in Italy? Because Italy is the big scare of Europe. There, yes, they have, oh, thousands are dying, tens of thousands are infected. It's a big, big problem. Now, what I found, this is, I said, it's not conspiratorial site. It's a European informational network, its official site, and they're spreading information for many things, but including for health. So what I found, the first thing is full outbreak in Italy. This is from 23rd of January 2020, the first official case of coronavirus according to Wikipedia in Italy is from 31st of January. So this article is 8 days prior to the first case. So the full outbreak in Italy peaking as a 500,000 people struck down in a week. Almost 3 million cases of flu have been reported. Reported means that the people went to doctor and they registered the case as a flu, which means that in Italy there could be enormous number of sick of flu, basically. Something like, who knows, maybe 6 million, maybe 9 million, who knows. So
yes.
3 million cases of flu have been reported in Italy since the start of the winter season, and the number of confirmed cases is rising. Since the start of the flu season in October 2019 is 2,768,000 cases across the country have been confirmed by laboratory tests, according to the data of InfoNet published on January 19. A total of 488,000 cases were reported the last week alone, signaling that the flu season is hitting its peak in January as predicted. 240 deaths have so far been reported, slightly lower than the expected 258. Most of the fatal cases are elderly patients who suffered complications after contracting the virus. So they are describing the next article is about what are the symptoms of flu, the symptoms of flu, the symptoms of this big scare COVID-19. So
I've also seen that article where almost 3 million Italians had flu before the first coronavirus case even arrived. So it can easily be that the things are mistaken. And another friend of mine, a German friend of mine, he tells me that in the north of Italy, because the other funny thing about Italy is that the entire outbreak is in the north of Italy, it's concentrated in a certain area. And so this friend of mine said to me, but there are over 100,000 Chinese living in that part of Italy that nobody's mentioning. So that is also suspicious, hey? And you know what's another thing that I also kind of picked up is that the Chinese seem to have high pollution rates in China, and they might actually have lung problems. And these Chinese, you know, maybe most of these people that are dying are actually Chinese, because you're not allowed. Nobody tells you the race of people anymore. You know, here in South Africa, 25 years ago, they already stopped reporting on the race. You know, the mass media never mentions the race of a criminal or the race of anything. And so now that adds massive confusion. So you wonder, is it really white Italians dying, or is it freaking Chinese or some others dying?
I have a kind of answer for your suggestion. This is for the next article that I found. By the way, I have a theory about that. Maybe it's not natural. I don't know. We could speculate, but I could ask the questions why these tests are not accurate, why they spread all over. It's obviously the Japanese ordered only 40,000 in the population. That is 20 times more than the Bulgarian. Bulgarians order 1 million. Can you imagine what are the profits only from Bulgaria? And my suggestion is that the Japanese somehow get it basically media scare and they just shit. And basically, the things that I hear from Japan, that the people are they basically are disciplined people, and the people are basically going out and enjoying the spring. and that's why they stop tests most of the time, because it is hurting their economy, and they're creating artificial panic because of the tests. This is my suggestion, but I will continue with another article. This is from quite prestigious scientific magazine called Investigating the Impact of Influenza Cases on Excess Mortality in All Ages in Italy During Recent Seasons. The seasons that are presented in 2013, 2014, 2016, 2017. It's quite interesting article. It's published on sciencedirect.com. I send you a link. The authors are quite obviously prestigious Italian scientists, like Professor Aldo Rossano, Antonio Bella, and so on and so. So it's not, how to say, it's not a conspiracy theory. The other thing is that it's published November 2019, which we must keep this in mind. That could be some kind of directing the information. But interestingly enough, let's continue. Highlights. In the winter season of 2013, 2014, 2016, 2017, an estimated average of 5,290,000 cases occurred in Italy. This is for 4 years. Corresponding to an excess of 9%, more than 68,000 deaths attributed to the flu epidemics were estimated in the study period. And to be short, results, I will read only the results. There are a lot of scientific things about the methods, about the abstract, where they're taken. There are a lot of things. If you publish this link, the people could read. Results, we estimated excess deaths of 7,027 in the first season, so 2013. 14,000 in 20,259 in 2014, 50,800 in 2015, 24,900 in 2017. No scare in the media, no pandemic, no lockdown of Italy, nothing, because it's flu. So basically they will test the flu. That they knew these fucking shits. They knew that in Italy all the people, and maybe I don't know, is it a ratio, is it because
so basically in 2016 2017, almost 25,000 people died from flu in one winter in Italy. That's wild.
My suggestion is that actually there are much more cases, because these are the registered cases. So maybe 2015 they had basically 2017, there are 40,000 cases combined. And the not registered cases are not counted in that study. So basically the people that didn't go to a doctor and they died for some reason, they're not counted like full victims. The suggestion, so the average annual mortality excess rate per 100,000, so 100,000, in Italy they have around 60 million people, I believe, range from 11.6 to 100,000 to 41.2, which is enormously big rate for European country, at least, with most of the influenza associated deaths per year registered among the elderly. Now, it is not a secret that Italy, like in Bulgaria, Bulgarians a little bit tougher than the Italians, I suppose, but the Italians had really old population, especially in the north parts of Italy. So these people that are dying are really old people. And it's very funny because the media, for example, 18 years old boy died in Britain by COVID-19. No other information about that. This 18 years old boy could be, I don't know, who could have a car crash or died in the gunfight or whatever, but he could be tested for COVID-19. Oh, he died from COVID-19. And this is an article in the news in Bulgaria because some guy supposedly died, 18 years old, died from COVID-19. So total speculation, total bullshit, no data, no science, nothing. This is bullshit. This is not European science. This is Jewish black magic, basically. Nothing. This is science.
Jewish,
this is
Jewish science.
This is This is science. This is data. Taking the data from the last years, and you analyze the data, and you say, oh, you have old population. Oh, they're dying because of flu. Maybe there is some problem.
Well, you know, this brings us to some of the I've been sitting and wondering to myself, you know, if our Jewish friends are busy with all this bull dust, I had been wondering to myself whether what they were looking for was they saw something that they could use, and they saw that they could scare, you know, they could take this thing, blow it up via their media and their Freemasons and all their buddies around the world. They create hysteria around something which has got some, which is going to hit a lot of false positives, and then they can go crazy with this and use it as a tool. And maybe, I was actually sitting and thinking of, you know, the fact that the Jews are linked to China and all that, whether they looked at this thing and saw, you know, if we could blow this up into something, then we can create a panic around the world, like a 9/11, except that this time it's a 9/11 everywhere, everywhere that's important. And then they say, okay, we're going to use this thing in this country for this purpose and in that country for that purpose. Because I was watching the USA, and in the beginning, Trump had been speaking to his people, and even though I'm no longer a Trump fan, the fact is that Trump didn't think much of this thing, and he had already spoken to his people, and he even went and shook the hands of somebody who apparently had COVID-19, and he himself was fine, and I mean he's well over his 70s, and he didn't see any problem with this thing, but they carried on and on and on with this thing until they then created some kind of panic around him, and then suddenly it's like everybody pushed him towards, you know, saying we must shut down the country. And even afterwards, I've seen that Trump is saying, you know, do we really need to shut down the country for this thing? It's like he's having second thoughts, but he's surrounded by people that are pushing him. Now my own thinking, this is all my own conspiracy theory thinking, is you know, this is 2020. It's the election, and the Jews want Trump out. As much as he's done, they hate him. They hate having him around for whatever reason. And I've been wondering whether this corona was really a tool to try and influence the U.S. elections. And you know what else? You know what else? Because I don't know if you know that there's a guy. There's a Jew who predicts elections.
Mm-hmm.
And that Jew in America has predicted elections, and they say he's the most accurate since the early 1980s. Anyway, there is an interview where this Jew talks about how to get rid of Trump. And the Jew says that they need that a thing that, according to his statistics, you know, his Jewish science, according to his statistics, if a president has been impeached, even if the impeachment has failed, it will negatively impact his re-election chances. And shortly after that, that's when they started doing this impeachment business in America. And then, and of course, the impeachment failed because there was nothing to impeach him on, but they made a big hoo-ha about it, you know, stirring up the propaganda as if he'd gotten away. And But the other factor that this Jew had, the other factor that he said is the most important factor in the re-election of a president, is how the political party does, I think, how the political party does in general. And I'm not sure if it also links to the economy, but it's what the political party does. And the other day, somebody sent me a thing from the USA, which said that due to this coronavirus panic, the stock markets have crashed to such a degree that that now the stock market in the USA has lost all of the gains of the entire Trump presidency. So everything is wiped out. They're even worse off on the stock market than they were before Trump. So I'm sitting and wondering whether, because you know what's another weird thing? Not only are they stirring up panic, but notice how they suddenly say the entire economy must be brought to a grinding halt. And the first time that I was thinking of this was when I saw them saying that, you know, Europe, huge problems in Europe. All of Europe has to be shut down. And I was thinking to myself, now, if you shut down every country in Europe, how the fuck is that going to help Europe? And is it really necessary for the low number of deaths? Is this, you know, because there have been other things before. The Spanish flu killed 50 million people when the world's population was much less. Never at any time has anybody shut down a country just on the basis of an epidemic. And isn't it a case that the cure, shutting down the entire economy almost, is worse than the actual problem?
I think the World Health Organization, that is supported by the big pharma, entered the scene at some point, and they started to pressure the governments and to basically corrupt the governments, maybe directly to the European Union in the case of Europe. In the case of Trump, maybe they started to pressure the people around them. We're talking about enormous amount of money for them, and very, very big financial consequence for the normal people. And let me support you a little bit from a case from Bulgaria. So the Bulgaria now is ruled by emergency headquarters or emergency council, let's put it that way. Of course, the prime minister is in the emergency council, but the real figure is a Bulgarian military doctor, quite a famous name and supposedly a scientist and so on and so. First of all, in the midst of February, when this thing started to spread, supposedly, he was asked on the TV. There is a video quite famous in Bulgaria. They started to share it. And he said, don't worry, it's nothing special. It's basically a softer form of flu. And actually the flu that we have in Bulgaria, because in Bulgaria also since November there were flu epidemic, like in the most of Europe, there are flu epidemic. And in my case, most of my relatives had flu. So this is months before even this thing started, supposedly in China. My suggestion is that it's not even spread from China, but it was just they used it there all along. Yes, it was there all along, and the Jews just asked their Chinese communist buddies to spread panic. And by the way, did you cover the event 201?
No.
Oh, you must do it. I've
heard of event 201. Tell me.
So let me continue with this. So the head of the Bulgarian council, emergency council, is called, he had many titles. He's a major general, professor, doctor, blah, 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 Mutavchisky. So he said, okay, it's a softer form of flu. 2 weeks later, he dressed with his uniforms and his medals, he said, "We Bulgarians and the whole Europe is in front of enormous crisis with enormous proportions, is basically unseen by humanity." And the people, and I said, "Well, what the fuck?"
Lecturing him.
yes, and the people made the videos about that and compared this. It's obviously in the first video he spoke like a scientist. The second video he spoke like a fearmonger. And he said, right. Don't worry, we have everything he has, but enormous death scare is coming to our borders and so on and so. And some people said, well, what about the Spanish flu? What about the Black Death? What about all kinds of waves of Black Death that are coming from the East? I mean, they had millions and millions and millions of victims. And this thing is nothing. Like nothing, even it is real. It's basically flu epidemic that is making popular by the media. It's we are counting how many cases of flu we have in the world. Well, we will have hundreds of thousands of cases of flu, of course. So anyway, we are going to event 201. So October 18, 2019, I'll send you a link. It will be easier for me. It's not a conspiracy. It's a very prestigious, globalistic, of course, organization. It's send you like this. This is the last link. Event 200, a pandemic exercise for health in. So I will read from the official site. The Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, in partnership with the World Economic Forum, another Jewish globalist organization, you must check the World Economic Forum, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, host Event 201, a high-level pandemic exercise on October 18, 2019, in New York. The exercise illustrated areas where public and private partnership will be necessary during the response to severe pandemic in order to diminish large-scale economic and social consequences. Guess what? The pandemic was tabletop exercise, according to them. The pandemic was coronavirus. And
what?
Yes. You can find this in the their site. It was a coronavirus exercise, and according to them, it started
is
in
this
South.
Where it says statement about NCOV and our pandemic exercise.
Me, yeah, I suppose because
yes,
the people... yes. So it's not a conspiracy theory, my friend. It's just reality. Just reality.
Let me just read here. It says, in October 2019, the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security hosted a pandemic tabletop exercise called Event 201 with partners the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Recently, the Center for Health Security has received questions about whether that pandemic exercise predicted the current novel coronavirus outbreak. Oh, okay. But let me just carry on. It says...
No. It is coronavirus. If you watch the materials, it's coronavirus. You can watch the video. There is a short video. And they actually are showing the coronavirus months before the famous coronavirus pictures with this corona-like and so on and so. They're
okay,
showing it.
Send you the link. Wow.
videos. So this is let's see, is it that the short version? This is the first link, this is the first video, and a lot of people are making comments under the and a fictional exercise on over novel coronavirus 2 months before the novel coronavirus. I mean, and of course, there is a very long segment. They're kind of, if you watch them, a lot of insight. There are a lot of high-level people there. Chinese CDC, so basically the health department was there. American CDC was there. High-level business gurus were there, like the owners of Lufthansa were there. Representatives of Bill and Melinda Gates, so we're talking about very high-level rich globalists. World Health Organization representative, of course, were before that. Big pharma companies was there. And everything that they're talking about in these videos are basically presented now. It is like deja vu or something. And of course, they're talking about conspiracy. So basically about us, because in their books, we're conspiracy theorists. And in the video, they said some conspiracy theorists are spreading disinformation, and I believe that in one of the cases they even mentioned Wuhan, and I will tell you something about Wuhan but later, because there is also interesting coincidence about the date of October 18 and Wuhan. So basically the governments are shutting the internet because of the spread of the misinformation, and you know, you heard this phrase, we're in a war with the invisible foe, and so and so. And they said, we're in a war not only with the invisible foe, we're in the war with fake news. So, yeah, be afraid, Goyim.
Yes.
So this is not, we basically, because they said this is a terrible top exercise, I believe that we're in the continuation of this exercise. Some of the people said, okay, we made the estimation, let's continue, let's go on. Interestingly enough, this is conspiracy theory. I mean, I cannot prove it anything, but we cannot prove anything without any documents, and we are not in the power to have documents at that time. But in China, on October 18, there were some military games in Wuhan, exactly on that date when the event 201 was was held in New York. And the military games were basically, I said military. Military games basically means military Olympics. Of 140 countries, including South Africa. I will show you a link there.
When was this?
In the exactly the same date as the October 18th. October 18, 2019, at the same day as the event 201. So, and very interesting, in Wuhan, military games opening ceremony. You can see it's a very interesting thing. You can check the date, you can check. It is very funny because they showed the mascot. The mascot was some interesting fish. The Chinese name of the fish was Bing Bing, which means soldier in Cantonese or whatever, Mandarin or whatever, and soldier. And the motto of the games were, we're spreading friendship and peace all over the world. So, and when I heard that the Chinese want to send, or they sent help and military personnel in Italy, and they want, and last week Chinese ambassador said that they want to send help to Bulgaria, I said, whoa. And remember that we don't have a very strong unified military in Europe. We don't have European army. And my suggestion is, because I spoke with different guys all over the world, with nationalists, and our friends from America say, well, it looks like now is the time to for action for you. Well, say you don't have strong military, there will be a chaos. And I said, well, it's controlled chaos. It's totally controlled chaos. It's controlled by our enemies. But also, my suggestion is that they could call American or Chinese or even Russian army. Maybe not Russian because they're supposedly enemies or blah, blah, blah. But it's obviously the Chinese are heavy in this conspiracy. And they just show that they could send a military force in Europe.
That is creepy.
And another coincidence. Of course, this is again conspiracy theory. October 18, 2019 was a Jewish holiday called Sukkot. And according to the Jewish Kabbal Encyclopedia, let's look at this bullshit, the meaning of Sukkot. I will send you a link, of course. You see this. Sukkot, the holiday of Sukkot takes place annually. So the holiday of Sukkot represents essential change of values by changing our values from individualistic and egoistic to connective and altruistic. We will be able to create a safe, harmonious and happy world like it was in communism, right? So basically the Chinese foot soldiers, Bing Bing, the soldiers of the Jews are spreading happiness and friendship all over the world. And they are masters. They want to change the world. And this celebration is also connected with the non-existent and fake temple. So their bullshit story about the temple that is actually a Roman military fortification, and they want to rebuild the temple, obviously. That's why they're spreading this bullshit, and we're locked down in our homes. So this is it.
Now that you mentioned this, there was something else I stumbled on the other day that I haven't posted yet. You know, in the 1940s, 1947 or whenever, they found the Dead Sea Scrolls. I don't know if you know about the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yeah.
Now, I saw an article recently that it's been proven now that the Dead Sea Scrolls are a modern forgery. And you know, after I'd done the Great Jewish Mosque, in the Great Jewish Mosque, it spoke about the Jews, you know, creating forgeries, you know, religious books when they needed them. And afterwards, I'd thought to myself, you know, isn't it funny how the Dead Sea Scrolls just pitched up, you know, in the 1940s? And I actually saw a link that scientists said that the Dead Sea Scrolls are a modern forgery. Let me just see. Dead Sea Scrolls, modern forgeries. And it came out, and I think even National Geographic, which is run by a Jewess, it has a headline that says Dead Sea Scrolls at the Museum of the Bible are all forgeries. Months of testing confirm earlier suspicions that the fragments were made in modern times. So the Dead Sea Scrolls must be yet some other Jewish bullshit related to the creation of Israel. Because the Dead Sea Scrolls had all these freaking texts and things, and people were studying them for decades, and now somebody's gone and used some European Aryan science and gone and caught out the Jews at yet another fucking lie. But yeah, here it is in National Geographic. I'll send you the link. I just about fell on my back when I saw that, because then I thought, you know, that ties back to the great Jewish mosque, and Jews just invent the bullshit that they need at the time that they need it. And, you know, that's why the coronavirus for me, to me, the coronavirus is like the 9/11. It's like the 9/11 of the 20s, eh? Because this thing makes no fucking sense. And you know what? While everyone's in a state of panic, they can go about doing all the stuff that they do, you know, like they did on 9/11. You know, this Jew does this, that Jew does that, the gold disappears, that thing happens over there. And we don't know all the freaking scams that are busy going down around the world. But I'm still thinking that given that this is a lot of bullshit, this should eventually our people should start cottoning onto this and start digging into this. And people are going to be talking about this for the next 10 years and all the crap around it.
I have some other suggestions. 2020 is important year for them, according to their some of the calculations. You know that Jews, the crappy scientists, and they're basically propagandists and liars and philosophers and creators of fake religions and so. But according to some of their very wise rabbis, they're entering messianic times. According to their calculation of the age of Aquarius, and the age of Aquarius is connected with their supposed Mashiach. Now, even there is a suggestion in the Bible, which I cannot quote, and of course I've read it in Bulgarian, and I cannot translate it in exact quote in English. But if I remember, Jesus Christ said something about, or I must say Rabbi Yeshua, because his name was something like that. He suggested that he will be with his followers until the end of the era, and then they will meet a guy that is bearing water. What is that? This is Aquarius. He is bearing water.
Yes.
So basically, it's a Jewish Kabbalah bullshit. Even in Bulgaria, the term for bullshit is our bala, which is very close to Kabbalah. So, they're entering messianic times. If you remember, and the people, because they are very short, with very short memory, how this year started with fake news of a third world war with Iran. And
yes. They were trying mm-hmm, that fucking mm-hmm. hard. They were trying. They are constantly trying to start a world war. And I also noticed Turkey, that's run by a crypto Jew, Erdogan, that they're also doing weird stuff that was like trying to cause all kinds of shit. Like Turkey sent troops into Syria. Then the Syrians killed some of their troops. Then Turkey went and said to NATO, hey, you must come join in the war. they're constantly trying to fucking lure Europe and America into big fucking wars.
We don't calculate the strong economic influence of Russia in Turkey, and maybe of China. I've never, I don't know about China, but for Russia, I found a lot of interesting data of billions and billions of dollars invested from Russia to Turkey. So they're playing that they're enemies from time to time. But in reality, Turks and Russians are playing on the same table from the same side. And other thing is Dugin, that is supposedly this red shaman creator of this Euro-Asian bullshit, of this neo-Byzantium empire, according to his ideas, he is visiting Turkey quite often, and he is talking with pan-Turkists. So for the Slavic people, supposedly Slavic people, which is another bullshit. We don't have time to debunk this shit. For the Slavic people, the East European people, they're talking about, oh, we Russians are your Slavic brothers, and we want you to be independent from these evil Western Europeans and Americans especially.
Oh, wow. They're trying to grab you people back again.
Yeah, and for the Western Europeans, they said, oh, we are, when we said that we are against the European values, we are against modern European values. We are not against traditionalism and nationalism. We Russians are very traditionalistic and very nationalist, which is not true. And they're still ruled since 1917 by basically Bolsheviks. And they never were thrown down. Well, they are still in power. And before that, the Russian Empire was multicultural, cosmopolitan empire. It was created by the Byzantium or the Roman, model. And of course, a lot of things that were taken from Bulgarian Empire, like literature, alphabet, and so on. But anyway, so they they basically are lying or using this Dugin to lie to these different nationalistic groups. But he's creating connections. He's creating support. And now when I heard that he's visiting Turkey and talking with pan-Turkists that want to create these fictional ultra state of the Turks, like that connected modern day Turkey, central Asian Turkic speaking countries like Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, and other stans basically. So including Mongolia in some cases. You can imagine what enormous entity, political entity. So he wants to basically recruit them for his megali idea. Megali idea is a Greek term for this great idea. He wants to recruit them for his idea. So on the other hand, we have supposedly Turkey and Russia that were supposedly traditional enemies, but on the hidden political economic ground, they are actually friends. They invest enormous money, the Russians, in Turkey. And it looks like Putin talked with Erdogan about the migrants. It looks like a lot of the migrants, and also there was a report on that, a lot of the migrants were transported by Russian, Russian rings in Europe. There are a lot of Russian sailors arrested in Greece and Italy for human trafficking. And by
Yes. Are playing a role in trafficking the migrants into Europe.
Yes, and take in mind that by Russian sources, I'm following the media, I told you, because Russian is based on Old Bulgarian or Old Church Slavonic, which is the same, we can understand them. So I'm following their media. According to their official media, 40% of ISIS were citizens of the Russian Confederation. 40%.
Oh, wow.
Muslims that were 40, sent.
40% of ISIS is Russian.
Yes, actually Chechenians or whatever, some kind of Muslims with Russian citizens. Can you imagine how many agents they have there? Because some of the Russians that are not stupid and normal nationalists ask them a question, how do you know that? Did you ask them when they're leaving Russia, where do you go? Oh, we are going to join ISIS. Oh, no problem. Go there. Or they have infiltrated agents all over the place. What is the situation? How they know that 40% of ISIS at some point, this could be old data, I don't know, but 40% of ISIS were Russian citizens. And they have...
That is fascinating because... The Russian influence is there from Iran and Iraq and the Middle East. The Russians have been playing their decades and decades. So for me, this is fascinating. Now you've hit into the undercover story. Oh, nice find, Giorgio.
This was the idea.
Nice.
If you remember back in time when we talk, the West had data, the East had data, and because of the language barriers and because of the difference in the mindset to some extent between the people, these bastards, the Russians, the American Jews and whatever, they're manipulating the people, and the people don't see the whole picture. I cannot present them the whole picture, of course, because we are not intelligence. We don't have people working with digging data on the deeper level. But from the things that we know, we can analyze that this coronavirus crisis is fake, or at least it's to a large percent fake. Maybe there is a coronavirus that is dangerous, but it is not more dangerous than the average flu. The death scare in Italy.
At best, slightly more dangerous, but nothing more.
Or maybe not so dangerous. It depends who is listening. The different people said different things. Let me tell you something. For example, in Britain, in London, my girlfriend is one of her students or colleagues, maybe is the correct term, it was Asiatic, maybe Chinese. And she was supposedly tested with coronavirus. So, according to this great idea that is heavily contagious and so on and so, very dangerous, at least 5 other people must be contaminated, right? It looks like from 100 people, and she had contacts with a lot of the other people, only one other girl, and she's basically in the same room with her, was contaminated. They don't have problems, of course. They're just staying at home and like the other students are watching online lectures. So basically nothing. One big nothing. Absolutely nothing. But what is the situation in London, in Britain, is whole another story. I mean, I think that the Brits maybe try to play differently from the world's health organization and the big pharma companies and Bill and Melinda Gates and who knows who else is behind that. They try to implement another, these measures to not to close the country and destroy the economy, but let's say, okay, this virus will infect the population. The lot of the population will be infected. They will have antibodies, and the next year, no problems with that virus. So no big deal. So they decided at first to close the country and so on and so. But
yeah.
I don't think that they get the the trick with the coronavirus. And when they're under pressure by the media. The big money of the corporations are playing behind the scenes, so they started to pressure. And I'm interested of these supposed coronavirus. How? What is the data at that point? 500,000, 600,000 in the world, which is nothing, are infected. How many famous people are infected with these things? Actors, politicians,
sports figures.
Yes, a drama is real. A Prince Charles is infected now. It looks like really a reality show, my friend. These drama stories. Oh, I'm infected, but I don't have symptoms, and I'm staying quarantined. What the fuck is this? I don't know anybody that is infected. Nobody. I know people
That's something that I've also been thinking is, I have yet to meet somebody who knows somebody who's even infected. Never mind still somebody who's dead. You know, and the panic here in South Africa when the president announced earlier this week that, you know, we have to lock down the whole country for 3 weeks. And I was watching on YouTube, and it included stupid whites. And they're like, oh, yes, 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 save us, save us. You're doing the right thing, bunch of monkeys. But you know something I'll tell you from South Africa is I've noticed a tremendous panic from the people who are, you know, the kinds of people that Alfred Schaefer would have called the zombies. you know, the people who still believe the media. And I will tell you, and that, by the way, and that includes my Bulgarian friend here, her brother never worries about anything. He just focuses on making money and his career. And then when he saw in the newspaper coronavirus, he just about lost his mind. But he's not alone. Lots of people whites are running like crazy because they believe, oh God, no, we're gonna die. And you know something? I think that this thing is gonna wake up a whole ton of people. As the scam unfolds and other data comes out, I think there are going to be lots and lots of people who are going to be converted to let's call it the dark side, our side, where they're going to start saying, you know, why were you lying to us? Because that's got to come out. It's going to come out, man. People are going to see weird results. Like in South Africa, I apologize for interrupting so much, but in South Africa, you've got how many cases in Corona?
262.
Okay, let me tell you South Africa. South Africa, we've already got 900, okay? And out of the so-called 900, nobody has died. And the last I saw, two had been cured. So, and everything they talk about, the reason for the lockdown and how it's going to help and so forth, all of that is bullshit. I'm not buying any of it. Because at the end of the day, coronavirus, whether it's real or not, has to pass through the entire population. And some people are going to get sick and other people are going to become immune to it. It's got to pass through everybody eventually. And it's not going to take long. I think the British said, you know, within a year, you know, year or less. So, I mean, it's going to pass through. That's why I don't understand. I can understand you want to slow it down, but, even if you slow it down, how much are you going to slow it down? What are you going to gain out of it, you know? And you know what was another weird thing I saw, Georgi, before we return to the British? Another weird thing. Did you see the statement by the Israeli Minister of Defense?
No.
The Israeli Minister of Defense issued a statement about the coronavirus. And this is what he said. There's a video. He speaks in English. I can find the link for you and send it to you. But in a nutshell, the Israeli Minister of Defense said this. He said, look, what we're going to do is we're going to lock down Israel because the coronavirus affects the old people. So for a period of time, for a couple of months, the young people mustn't visit granny and grandpa because they're going to give them the illness and they can die. So he says, what you do is we're going to keep everybody separate, the young separate from the old, and let the virus come through, and then the young people will become immune.
And then he said,
when that is finished, then the young people and the old people can get together again. My question, though, was, if that is the case, why can't surely the virus is still around by the time that the youth are immune. Is the virus still around?
Supposedly. So
isn't the virus, because if the youth become immune but the old don't become immune, how's it going to help the old? Aren't the old just going to get sick again?
Logical question.
Unless of course, the ultraviolet rays kill it. But in which case, next winter, the old are still not immune to it, and it can still get to the old again.
You
You
know
know,
that
that's the.
the one of the advisors of Trump was pushing, of course he was Jewish, was pushing this thing that actually this coronavirus will become a yearly event like the flu. Of course it will become like the flu because it is
Of
flu.
course,
It is
because
flu.
here's the flu.
You can
Do
find
you know
you.
what? Do you know somebody else even sent me a thing that I haven't looked at, but I was told that somebody went and pulled out a encyclopedia from 1989 or something, and it had coronavirus in there, but it said that coronavirus is for a cold. It didn't even say the flu. It said it's for a cold. So either way, I mean,
The
it's
other thing is the other thing is quite that is kind of funny. On this event 201, it looks like the participants in the event receive like a for their remembrance, I suppose, a small fluffy toys with, representing coronavirus.
oh no. Oh
Yeah.
wow. Oh wow.
So this is a big Jewish joke, I suppose, but they're laughing on our on our back, so to say.
But the other thing they're going to be doing is they're going to be causing immense economic harm to the entire Western world.
Of course.
And you know what I was asking myself, among my thoughts of what the hell are the Jews up to, is I've even thought to myself, is the coronavirus a kind of, let's call it a Jewish strike? The Jews shut down all the business across the entire Western world. They cause mayhem and chaos and economies, businesses going bankrupt and everything. And then they turn around and they say to the elite, this is what I was thinking. And then they turn around and they say to the elite, you see, there's this problem in the Western world called anti-Semitism. And you need to solve that problem called anti-Semitism. I wonder whether it's somehow related to the growth of so-called anti-Semitism in the West, that they are looking to have a grip on the countries. They harm the countries. In the case of Trump, they're probably hoping to get rid of Trump. But when I saw them doing it to Europe, I kept thinking to myself, why? Why? If there's anybody who's got the science to figure this out quickly, it's the Europeans. You
Of
know,
course, but my suggestion is not a scientific problem. This is not a scientific problem. This is a problem
absolutely. It's
of
business
propaganda
decision.
and money. This is not
Absolutely.
scientific. If this is a scientific problem, that they won't do absolutely anything. So, okay, let's say what the Turks did. The Turks said, we just restrict the older people to go out. That's it. And the economy is still running. So, and
So
I.
that's how Turkey's handled it.
Yep. And of course, they were under big pressure, I suppose, because you see, for some period of time, there were rising cases in Italy, in China, and so on and so. But in some countries, it looks like in the small countries like Bulgaria, we had zero cases, zero panic. These supposed very knowledgeable scientists that I told you, Professor Mutafchinsky, he said, oh, no problem, this is just a flu, but actually it's a softer version of the flu, so don't worry at all. And then the big money came. They said something like $50 billion for fighting the flu, and these corrupt commies here said, oh, this is great idea. Great idea. We will steal the money from, I don't know who is getting the money, Bill and Melinda Gates, World Health Care Organization, European Union, I don't know. They say, we will steal the money we will destroy the small businesses that are still competition of their monopolies. Great, just great. We got the idea. We got the idea of our masters. So they started to spread this bullshit in every fucking media, 100% of the time, 24/7, they're talking about this coronavirus. It is so annoying. It is so stupid. I stopped to watch official TV a long time ago, but because now we are locked down. I don't have a job, basically. And we are. I'm going out every day only to buy food. So, and the things, by the way, it looks like, and I'm one of the biggest cities in Bulgaria, the things look normal. Actually, in the bigger grocery, there are basically a lot of products, no shortages of anything. In the first few days, there were shortages of toilet paper. No joke about it. but it looks like everything is normal, with some limitations. But on the other hand, I've talked with my buddies from America. They said they have some kind of shortages, which is kind of strange. How small Bulgaria could deal without shortages, and Great America had shortages. And the other thing
I think the Americans are much more skeptical about things. I've noticed they are buying guns and things as well. So I think the Americans no longer believe anything, which is a good thing, you know.
My suspicion is that the havoc in America is caused by non-whites, and I will tell you why I think so. So I told you that my girlfriend is in London, and she told me that the first days we're discussing if she go back to Bulgaria, she must stay under quarantine. And then she was advised not to travel because of the high probability of catching this very deadly
mythical virus.
Mythical Jewish virus in the plane. I say, okay, in one way or another, you'll be walked, and especially if she somehow catch the virus, they will be 100% tested. So at that time, I knew about the test, and I said, well, look, if you are tested, there are a very high probability that you will be tested with coronavirus one way or another. So you'll be walked, and you won't be together. So in that case, it will be better and safer to stay in your apartment with your what are they, colleagues, students, and so on and so. There are three girls there. And just look what will happen. And the first few days, they said that everything is normal. It doesn't look like any problem at all. But she received a warning by one of other girls in the apartment that a bunch of they're Eastern Europeans, I believe two Bulgarian girls and a Hungarian girl, something like that, or Russian girl. I don't remember what she told me. So one of the girls, what if dark men are gathering in front of the groceries, and they're basically looting the groceries on the street. So, So basically the Indians, Pakis, and other Muslims and whatever Negroes they had, they just went crazy because their low IQ population, especially the, I suppose, the Pakis and the Negroes are in the low IQ spectrum, maybe the Indians a little bit better, I'm not sure. Maybe you know more Indians, I know that in South Africa you have some.
We have a lot of them, yes.
So anyway, so they basically panicked, and they started to gather in front of the groceries, and they loot the groceries. So some groceries basically closed. That's why they discussed of mobilizing the army, and the British army could enter.
Wow, are you serious? Yeah. Mobilizing the British army for loot?
yes. So
wow, that's hectic, but that's the price Britain must pay, eh?
Yeah, 300 years after conquering India conquered Britain.
That is funny that and Nigeria as well. Nigeria and Pakistan and India have conquered Britain. Man, that is so stupid. Well, my goodness. So how is the rest of Europe? What are your other friends saying? Is Europe, somebody was telling me Germany is in total lockdown, nothing's moving.
Well, it looks like they're under the lockdown. They don't have many kind, many, a lot of shortages. Of course, toilet paper. This is some kind of joke under the crisis that the toilet paper will be the new
Yes.
dollar. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what is going on. Is it?
Toilet paper is probably worth more than the South African rand. Maybe
Well, you can hoard some toilet paper.
I should start converting.
Yes. The new Bitcoin is the toilet paper.
The rand has been falling like a fucking rock, man.
Really?
Yes, you should have seen, man. The rand was falling. Our economy is but you see over here it's a bit different because the current president, all the Jews are around this black guy Ramaphosa, whom I believe is convert I believe he converted to Judaism, and all the Jews are around him and helping him. Do you know that when he declared our lockdown, do you know that the richest Jewish family in the country, the Oppenheimers, and then your Shabbos Goy's, the Rupert family, they each donated 1 billion rand to the government. They donated 1 billion rand each to the government. And the Ruperts, by the way, are in direct partnership with the Rothschilds in Britain. So you're talking real Jewish families. And with their Shabbos Goy links, and they just gave 1 billion rand each to the government to assist. That is unprecedented. And since when do Jews give money? Okay, they don't give money. There's obviously a deeper trick in this, and they're going to probably be making 20 times that amount out of all the scams that they're going to be pulling. But that should show you, in the history of South Africa, there's never been anything like that. And just like that, in fact, as the president said it, he even said it on TV. And I actually put up the video where he mentions it. And there you get the super rich, white-looking people who literally own South Africa, the two families. And yeah, there's a whole bunch of weird shit going down. Oh yes, and what I wanted to say is Ramaphosa has been a total fucking failure. He's even a failure even by black standards, and that's how bad he is. And so one of the things that came out of it, and this is why I say in America, I'm expecting them to hit Trump with you didn't act fast enough on the coronavirus, then they'll hit him with you did too much, you overdid this, you underdid that, you got people killed, you destroyed the stock market. They're going to hit him with everything negative. But in South Africa, they were actually saying that the coronavirus is going to save our president. See, our president was going to be a big fucking economic failure this year, but now coronavirus is going to be blamed for all the economic failures. So he's going to be, everyone's going to say, oh no, he saved the country, and there was nothing you could do. Oh man, these people are so full of bullshit. So
I think that there are very small conspiracies that are using the bigger conspiracy, let's say. Because
There can be sub conspiracies. I don't have a problem. I agree. There can be many angles to this thing, and
did you
they'll play every single angle.
Did you hear about the 2020 CIO exodus?
No.
I'll give you another perspective. It is look at this 2020 CIO exodus, which is this article, Fortune magazine. It looks like they knew what is coming and they decided. Look at this. And also, the other thing, the American government is thinking about implementing digital dollar. So basically going big on the crypto market.
That is very interesting. They're trying to destroy Bitcoin by making their own one.
And the
because they hate Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is dropping it. You know that I invest some money and I just walk. Oh, no problem. If the stock market is dropping, and even if Bulgarian left. By the way, Bulgarian left is kind of stable because it's connected to the euro, and even 2020 was the year that we're supposedly changing the lever for euro. So yeah, and of course the European economy is now in very heavy situation, basically crisis, but Germany is pumping the euro in their economy, the same measures that USA is doing, by the way. So printing money, pumping the money in the economy to kind of preserve the economy from the crisis. So for now, we don't know how this will go on. My suggestion is that this will create a hyperinflation or something like that. But at the other hand, to have a hyperinflation, you need people to have money. But now a lot of people don't have money because they're banned from work. So, and this is very big, I can't say, it's a kind of a happy coincidence for me that I was planning to invest a lot of money in new apartments. So basically buying apartments for my tourist business. And I decided to stop and think just before this thing happened. So I have money on the side for the crisis, let's say. So this is luck, Jewish coincidence, if you will. But this is a plant event. Let's put it that way. This is a plant event.
There's just too much junk around this thing, and the thing is just to see how long this thing continues and how it starts playing out. Whether people start catching on to it in different countries.
The problem, I have two lines of thought. They will stop at some point. They will, you know, the Jewish bullshit. There will be heroes. We won the war against the coronavirus. And also something else. The first weeks or months, there were several news about coronavirus vaccine or drugs,
yes,
and so on.
Yes.
Everything was suppressed. Trump wanted to buy a German company that was on the way to create a vaccine. So maybe they want to suppress even that. A Bulgarian company was working, and they have much less money than the Chinese, Germans, and Americans. And one of the guys on the TV said, well, we need some time, but we'll need something like 1 month or so. And they were surprised too. So if the Bulgarian company had a vaccine for 1 month, what about Chinese? What about the Americans? What about the Germans? What about all these big pharma companies?
Well,
they have this thing.
I found there was a Canadian company that created a vaccine in 20 days. And I came across one in Texas. There's also a company in Texas that also has a vaccine, and there are even cures as well. The Japanese found a cure. The Japanese using a type of AIDS kind of drug cocktail found that they could cure the problem. I think the Australians found some other kind of an even simpler cure for it. I've heard that the Chinese were using vitamin C to cure it, which, by the way, makes it sound a lot like a cold and flu again, eh?
I will tell you something that was also suppressed. The French embassy in Bulgaria, this is quite old news, something like 3 weeks ago, the French embassy shared a newsletter amongst the Frenchmen that in Bulgaria that it is much better to treat if, in the case of COVID-19 to drink paracetamol, which is basically just a common flu. Common flu drug than to drink basically heavy antibiotics, strong antibiotics. So
Oh,
this was a big response in the media. Well, you mean that COVID-19 is cured? This big disease is cured by common drug, nothing basically. Paracetamol is just basically painkiller plus vitamin C or something. Nothing, nothing. If you have cold, you can drink paracetamol. And the French embassy, after a few days, were pressed heavily. They said, "Oh no, we didn't mean that. We mean that it is much better to drink this than these drugs because you don't know what you have. You must go and take this test, and then you must be quarantined and all the bullshit, you know." So it looks like on the whole. Links, not all people were under pressure, but
were
when,
fooled.
yeah, but at some point, there, because they are screening the media, they're screening the news, and when they found something, they're pressuring the people on the site. This is
And
my opinion.
that's a very, very interesting story. When I was doing some research on AIDS earlier this year to catch up a bit on AIDS, because that's a disease that affects Africa quite a bit. When I was going through a whole bunch of AIDS documentaries and things, I came across something that impressed the hell out of me about French science and also German science. Did you know that when AIDS first appeared on the scene, that the Americans, and I almost think the head of the American sort of medical thing that was looking into AIDS, I think it was almost run by a Jew, I think. But anyway, the Americans had the had these what do you call it when you get the they had they've got like the virus or whatever. It's a simple word that I'm looking for, and I don't even have it now.
Infected, contaminated,
Yeah,
whatever.
they when you get something from the person, you draw blood or whatever. You've got a what do you call it? You know, the thing that you're going to test.
A blood sample, whatever. Yeah,
Yes.
yeah.
So you let's call it a sample, right? You've got a sample, right? And you're supposed to now test it and isolate the virus. Well, the Americans, with all their high-level technology, were sitting with this thing for 3 months, and they couldn't find the virus that was related to AIDS. The French, the Americans had had it for 3 months, and they were looking and looking and couldn't isolate the virus. The French, on the other hand, after a long time, somebody gave the French a sample, and it took the French only 3 weeks, 3 weeks, and they had isolated the virus, and they could prove this is the virus. And so, despite them getting it long after the Americans, they still got the answer before the Americans. 3 weeks, that's all they needed. And so that impressed the hell out of me. And the other thing is, did you know the first ever proper cure for AIDS was carried out in Berlin? And it's a very complicated procedure that can only work on some people. And guess what? The Germans took a guy who had AIDS and they completely cured him 100%. And, which just shows you the European science and the American science is not that hot for all its cracked up to be, you know. But yeah,
Maybe
so
because of the pressure from the big pharma, they are looking
yeah,
what is most, how to say,
too
profitable.
much corruption, too much corruption and Jews and things involved there. Agreed. Agreed. Well, Georgi, so any final comments on the corona situation there in Europe? But I mean, it's going to harm all the economies. I think they said, do you know what? I think they said South Africa is looking at a 10% drop in GDP. They said America might have a 30% drop
Oh my gosh.
in GDP in like the next quarter. And how's this going to affect tourism? And this is surely also a nail in the coffin of globalism and diversity, eh? Shouldn't that be helping us?
Yeah and no, because you see, for example, in Italy, the first voices, the first traitors, crypto Jews, Masons, or whatever, so they say, "Oh, you see, this is a big tragedy for Italy, but we need working hands, and all these older people will replace with what? With migrants, with
Yes, okay.
migrants." So, and also remember other thing. I have also information from Sweden, but it's also I believe it was official info that Sweden closed the borders for everyone except the political migrants, and they're
Hold
all
on. Germany did the same thing. Germany
yes,
did the same thing. That's
yes,
insane. That's
yes.
insane.
So.
Jews at work, eh?
So globalism is not that, my friend. This is controlled crisis. That's why when I talk to my friends on the phone, because it will be a problem to meet, because you see, more than two people is forbidden, total communism, right? We're talking on the phone. We don't know how long they will go on with this bullshit. I mean, they will go on as long as they kill the economies because there is no scientific proof of anything. And even if in Bulgaria they have, let's say, 1,000 cases, what is 1,000 cases of fool? Let's put it that way. And a lot of these people won't be in the hospitals anyway. And take in mind that we have on person. Higher percentage of hospital beds than, for example, Italy. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they want to continue with the crisis, kill the small businesses, create this economic crisis. People are asking for money now because this is the third week of the lockdown. A lot of people don't have enough money on the side, and they ask
So
for money.
are you now in the third week of your lockdown?
Yes.
And when is your lockdown going to end?
Nobody knows until they said that
Are you serious?
the measures will continue to 11th of April, but they're spreading this bullshit. They're contradicting each other. They said the peak will be April, the peak will be May, the peak will be August, the peak will be September. And when I heard this, and this is from official data, this is for the prime minister, this is from the head of the crisis council or whatever. Supposedly, people must be knowledgeable. These people must consult with scientists and so on and so on. Nobody, if I know, and I'm not specialist, I repeat that thing, but if I know that flu-like viruses, they contaminate people because their structure, their cover is lipid structure. Basically, I've read this thing a long time ago. Maybe the new science is better in that thing. But they said that different countries like China, for example, America and Russia, they try to make a very dangerous weapons based on flu. But the problem with the flu was that the cover of the flu is basically not stable to weather conditions. But they were working. I've read this thing a long time ago, maybe 20 years ago. They're working with that problem. Now, if this virus looks like flu and causes the same thing like flu, and it is flu, actually, you can imagine that no flu epidemic in Bulgaria in May. May is quite hot month. Also June, July, quite hot months. August also is hot month. September, most of the month is hot. How the fact they estimate that the peaks will be after 3 months? This is bullshit. This is not science. They are creating this scare, this misinformation among the people, especially people like my mother, my father that are watching TV, elderly people. We don't know when they will stop this bullshit. This is not based on science. This is based on their will, what to say, or how they, want to spread this destruction in the world economy. It is not based on science. It is not based on this hypothetical flu virus or whatever. And at the end, there will be a lot of drama, typical Jewish bullshit, typical feminine thing. Oh, heroes, our medics were heroes, let's applause them. Oh, it was so sad, so many people died from this flu, but we defeated the flu, something like that. There won't be...
I've also published some stuff on my website where Jews are claiming... In America and Britain, they're saying, "Oh, we are most at risk from the coronavirus," and that's also Jewish bullshit. And I'm wondering how they're going to play that. Are they going to ask for special refunds, privileges, special hospitals, and things for themselves? God knows all the nonsense that the Jews will get up to with this thing, but. You know, Georgi, final thing over here, they said, okay, 3 weeks, they're going to do 3 weeks, and then, see
it
how
won't
it goes.
It won't be 3 weeks.
I'm about to say to you that somebody was telling me that the government said that if after 3 weeks the cases do not go down, that then they may have to extend it another 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as it is, we're already in a recession even before this thing started. And I must tell you that there's no way the numbers can go down because the numbers, you know, with our false positives, the numbers are going up.
Of course.
And after 2 weeks, after 3 weeks, it's still not going to be enough. And what are they going to do? Lock the entire fucking country down? But you know what? It almost looks like they're going to try and lock down as much of the planet as they can for as long as they can. But I'm convinced that they want to cause absolute maximum chaos in the USA. They want to fuck up this election. They want to make sure that Trump has no chance in hell of surviving this election. I would not be surprised at that.
My suggestion is that a lot of players also in Russia, they had something like not the election, but voting for the changes in their constitution, and of course it will be suppressed. Putin, he said, oh, I'm so sorry, I want changes in the constitution, but you see, because of this epidemic, we must fight the epidemic, it's not time for elections or something like that. So so you see it works like that. I mean, let's put it in one sentence. The tests are not accurate. They know that. They, as many people are tested, they will have as many cases as you want. They are not accurate. So they bought a lot of tests. Somebody is making a lot of money from that. If you have a lot of supposedly contaminated with coronavirus, that is nothing but a fool, by the way, just saying that you have a lot of numbers. The numbers look very, very dangerous for the simple-minded people that never looked the data from the previous year. In Italy, yes. In Italy, maybe they spread something, but most likely it's just a fool because they had the same things like the previous year. They actually, if that year killed something like, let's put it 10,000, man. Let's say 10,000. They will have actually half of the deaths of 2017. Not even half,
yes,
of the deaths.
I'm with you.
One third of the deaths. Let's put it that way. In Germany, at the other hand, there also was a full epidemic. In Iran, there was also a full epidemic. If you want, I'll send you a links after the end of the recordings. Before the coronavirus. I mean, before the coronavirus. In Bulgaria, we have two waves of full in before the coronavirus for 2 months. And during the coronavirus, we have... and now... our genius healthcare scientists or whatever you call them, these idiots, they said, oh, there is no fool anyone anymore. They're only coronavirus cases. Yes. So basically, if you have flu-like symptoms, it's just a coronavirus. Don't worry. And, so things like that. We don't know for how long they will continue this thing. I have a bad feeling that there is, because there are no protests, there is no way to organize. It was very surprising for us. And
yeah, they caught everybody off guard nicely. That just like 9/11, they hit you from the left field. You don't know what it's all about, yeah.
Yeah, and my suspicion is that they will extend this thing in some way. They could say, for example, oh, there is a new wave of even more dangerous coronavirus or even new epidemic. Or they could say, oh, for food shortages, we can implement food rations. They could say, oh, because of the drop of economy, we must implement special measures. Oh, immigrants, they're dying on the border, we must open the borders for the migrants. They could say whatever. They could say whatever they want. So be careful, be prepared. My advice is, if you have food and any kind of supplies on the side, good for you. So if you're a prepared type guy like me, so good for you. If you're not prepared, try to prepare yourself for some unpleasant continuation of that crisis. Because even if I'm wrong, they don't continue this thing. This finish after let's say 1 month or so. The consequences will be long term. And they will go on with the next wave of bullshit wars, maybe next epidemic. Who knows? Who knows? But for this decade, they plant big things. This is my feeling.
Yeah, this is definitely many, many, many times bigger than 9/11. So this is scamming on a global scale, like you cannot believe.
And it's very, very cheap. it's very cheap for them. It's not like 9/11. 9/11, they must cause damage to their buddy. What was
This time
Silverstein?
it's just total bullshit.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, my normal preparations were okay. The only thing that caught me off guard was the notion of food. So when I heard that when I realized that that we were going to be locked down, the very next day I immediately dashed off and made sure I bought some food that could help me hold out for quite a while. So that was my only shortcoming. Otherwise, all my other preparations are okay. They can I'll be able to function. But it's crazy, man. This year is it's the weirdest year. It's the weirdest year. But they're up to big nonsense. They're up to big nonsense. And I wouldn't be surprised if there must be tons of stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know. Well, anyway, it's been really nice talking to you, Nordlux.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
thanks for your excellent input and for these wonderful articles. I'm going to publish some of these articles. I think this about the number of people who've been dying in Italy, that is a kicker, man. 25,000 a year die in Italy from freaking flu. And there it is, all those numbers, 68,000 people in 4 years. That is crazy, man. So it shows you all of this is just media hype, just Jewish bullshit. So yeah. So thank you very much, and we'll be chatting again.
Bye-bye.
These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.